Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
You to get your Bibles out, get your instruments of Scripture, whatever you're going to be studying the Word of God with me on. And of course, we put the Scriptures up and it's good. But I want to just teach just for a few moments here as we get in the Word of God that we can overcome every device that the devil throws against us. Do you know that you're an overcomer in this life? God did not create failures. God created us as more than conquerors. He created us to be overcomers in this life. You know, this is the thing. And John writes in 1 John 5, this is the victory that overcomes the world. Well, even our faith. Well, you know, this is the thing. A lot of people think if you're going to live by faith, and if you're going to believe God, then you're just going to naturally walk around. You know, birds are going to be singing, sun shining, everything's wonderful. But, you know, if you have to overcome the world through faith, that means there are problems you're going to face. There are things you're going to have to deal with, you know. And in fact, in Mark 11, 22 and 23, the Lord Jesus says to have faith in God. Then he turns right around and says, now speak to this mountain and tell it to be cast into the sea, you know, and believe in your heart. In other words, he's saying there's going to be mountains. That's why you have to have faith in God. There are going to be struggles. That's why you have to have faith in God. That's why you have to know that you're in this thing to win and walk in victory, but you're going to have some opposition. But thank God, we can overcome every test that the devil throws at us, every trial, every attack, everything, and be overcomers and victors and live the good life that Christ has provided for us if we'll know how to walk in the things of God and apply the Word in our life. Amen? So open up your hearts. Just lift your hands up, Lord. And Father, I just pray right now. For everyone that's watching, Lord, let the Word flow, let the anointing flow. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you'll just bring this truth in each and every one of our lives. And Lord, we just drink in this Word and set ourselves, receive it and do it and give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. In John chapter 10, a scripture that absolutely changed my life, praise God, because, you know, I kind of was raised up, the church kind of was, you know, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away, God does good things, God might do a bad thing to teach you to do a good thing, and so, you know, the devil was kind of left out of it, you know, and so I thought if I got sick, God put it on me, you know, if I had a bill, couldn't pay, God was probably trying to teach me something. You know, I remember when I was in college and Bonnie and I were going to a church and we were actually working in the church and being involved. And I got an attack with pneumonia, and I was in bed for a week, and just, you know, got better, and then it came back on me, and I was in there for 2 weeks. And somebody said, "Well, the Lord's using this to teach you something." And I can remember I said, "Well, if He doesn't teach it to me real soon, I'm about to die. You know, He's about to kill me before I learn this." You know, and you know, that was my mindset. I thought, well, maybe this is the Lord, or maybe that. But you know, in John chapter 10 and verse 10, the Lord Jesus begins to bring revelation to us of who gives the good and who brings the bad, and He says here, he goes on, he says, "The thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I've come that you might have life and that you may have it more abundantly." Glory to God. I read that and I got a hold of that, and praise God, all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, it's not God that's trying to steal, kill, or destroy in my life. It's the devil. The devil's the thief. He's the one that's trying to bring me down. He's the one that's putting sickness on me. He's the one that's attacking me. He's the one that's trying to stop me from having the blessings of the Lord, because Jesus said that He's come to give us life, the God kind of life, the blessed life, and to give it to us in an abundance, praise God. In other words, the Lord wants me to live an abundant life. He wants me to walk in victory. It wants me to be an overcomer. And of course, then this began to open up more scriptures, like in James chapter 1, every good gift and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variables, neither shadow of turning. In other words, God never changes. And if it comes from God, it's going to be good. Hallelujah. And the Lord's going to bless us, and He's going to take care of us. So I begin to find out that the Lord came to bless me, but there's still a thief, there's still a devil in this world that's out to try to stop me from having the blessings in my life. And over here in Mark chapter 4, the Lord Jesus Christ teaches us how to become good ground where God can bless us and God can prosper us. But He also gives us five different things the devil will use to stop us, that he'll try to steal from us with. And He shows us how we can overcome them through the scriptures. Praise God. So I want you to look in Mark chapter 4 and verse 14. And in Mark 4:14, the Bible says the sower sows the word. You notice everything that God does begins with the Word of God. God does everything through the Word. God, you know, Jeremiah 1:12 says God watches over His Word to perform it. Isaiah 55:11 says His Word won't return to Him void, praise God. It'll produce what He sent it to do. In Mark 16:20, the Bible says that the Lord worked with them and confirmed the Word with signs following, praise God. So God is overseeing His Word. God works through the Word. God initiates everything through the Word, praise God. And so the Lord says, the sower sows the Word. You know, Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So therefore, God begins to initiate His blessing and His life into us through His Word. You know, in 1 Peter 1:23, the Bible says over there that we're not born again by corruptible seed and of works of the flesh, but we actually are born again through the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. In other words, I heard the Word. God sows the Word. I accept the Word, to believe the Word, and that Word produces life in me. It produces salvation in me. You know, in Psalm 107:20, sent His Word and healed them and deliver them from their destructions. Well, how did He do it? He sent His Word. God sows His Word. See, whatever you're needing from God right now is this. You need God to sow His Word into that situation. You need God to sow His very truth into your life, praise God. And so everything the Lord does, everything He works in our life, He sows it into us through the Word of God. And then notice He says this, and these are the ones that are sown by the wayside, who where the Word is sown. And when they hear, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. Notice this. The Lord tells us right here that the moment that He sows the Word of God into our lives, and the moment that He ministers the Word of God into our lives, the devil is a thief, and he's going to try to come, and he's going to try to steal that word out of our lives. Notice He says this. The reason that you're going to get defeated is they have no root in themselves. What's that mean? Many times, before you can get rooted and grounded and established in the Word, the devil will take these things and throw them at you to get you to doubt what you just heard. Have you ever gone to church and heard a word that, praise God, I mean, it just absolutely just lit you up? I mean, your eyes open to it, you heard it, you got all excited about it. But you know what? Because you're just fresh into it, here comes the devil immediately telling you, but that's not for you. Or the devil hits you with a symptom, a circumstance, or a situation and says, see, I told you that word wouldn't work. And he steals the word out of your heart. You heard it. It got down in there. It became a revelation to you. But because you didn't get established in it, the devil comes. See, the devil knows this. It's easier to pull up a tree if it's about a foot tall and a little old, you know, tiny sapling, than it is to wait until that tree grows for 20 years and it's about 2 feet around in the trunk. You know, then it takes a lot more effort to get rid of a full-grown tree than it does to just get rid of a small sprout that's coming up out of the ground. And so what the devil wants to do is he wants to steal that word before it ever grows and gets strong enough to withstand his assault. And so you've got to understand this. You hear the word, you accept the word, but then you've got to just stay with that word and let it take root in your life, praise God. Because you see, it's easy to pull up something that doesn't have roots. And so you've got to let the word get rooted into your life. You've got to let it get down into the soil of your spirit, praise God. And let the word begin to take root. And when the word takes root, then it begins to produce. And that's why the devil's out to steal it. He does not want it to get rooted into your life and you rooted and grounded in the word. That's why he tries to keep you out of church. That's why he tries to tell you you're too busy to read the Bible. That's why he tells you, why pray anyway? God's not hearing you. Because you see, all of these things will cause you to be rooted and grounded and established in the things of God. So the Lord says here that whenever you hear the word, get ready. Probably before you can get out the church doors, the enemy's going to try to talk to you or do something and try to get that word out of you. Or during the week, you're studying the word and you get a revelation from God. Get ready, because there is a thief that's going to come to steal, kill, and destroy, and try to take that and get you to doubt God, get you to not believe God, to get you to question God, and get you to even question yourself, and eventually get you to backslide and get you away from the Lord. And so the Lord begins to teach us here, and he begins to bring some things out to us. And he says here, if you drop down to verse 17, I believe is where it's at, he says, "And they have no root in themselves, and so they endure only for a time." It says, afterward, when tribulation or persecution comes, he's talking about all these different things here. And actually what he's bringing out to us here in this verse, it says, when affliction, persecution, tribulation, he gets down here, the deceitful cares of the world, all these other things. What's he talking about? He's talking about here that whenever you find yourself in these troubles, these different things are the things that are going to cause you the most problem. Affliction, persecution. He's talking about, tribulation. He's talking about down there here, cares, worries, concerns, and all the different things that are trying to stop you from having God's word work in your life. Notice he says the first thing that comes along is tribulation or affliction or tests or trials. What's he talking about? He's saying this. He's saying when you find yourself in a place of testing, a place of tribulation, a place of affliction, that means a place of pressure, a place of hardness. It means it's a place where it's difficult and stressful. A lot of times whenever the devil applies pressure to us, what comes out of us is doubt and unbelief and fear instead of faith in the word. And so the devil is going to come along to get you to stop talking the word and get you to start talking the problem again. So what am I going to do if I find myself under affliction, or if I find myself, in a place of test or stress or pressure? Well, in James 5:13, he says over there, if you're under stress or pressure, in fact, the Amplified reads it this way: is anyone among you afflicted, ill-treated, or suffering evil? He should pray. Hallelujah. What's he saying? He said, when you find yourself in a test, when you find yourself being afflicted, a stressful place, a pressure place, that's not a time to run off and do something in the flesh. That's a time to go before God. That's the time to pray. That's the time to say, Lord, I'm looking to you. I'm asking you to help me in this situation. I'm asking you to work in my life. I'm asking you to flow in my life. I'm asking you to bring your word forth in my life. And Lord, I just consecrate myself and pray and set myself to trust you. See, it's a time to talk with God. See, a lot of times when you're under a test or affliction or pressure or tribulation or some kind of a hard spot in your life, a lot of times we do everything but talk to God.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link, or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.